Hi, welcome back to Story Time with Tua Jane in the Mother in the Wild. Today you'll be reading Bill in the Bathtub.
Thank you, Play School friends. We are going to be reading this book. It's from our special friend. What's your name?
Naffy.
Thank you, Naffy. And this book was written by Kathleen Dent. Let's go around the circle and you can say your names. Who are you?
Tosha.
And?
Octavio.
What's your name?
Noah.
I'm here with my Play School friends again, and we are so excited to read this book.
This is a very special dedication for all friends, Zia.
That's right. Can we say happy birthday, Zia?
Happy birthday, Zia.
Are you ready?
Get cozy.
Mia was a curious, curious girl. She loved to sneak and snoop. She loved to hide and watch and wait. But most of all, Mia loved being outdoors in the big, beautiful world.
Yeah.
Mia and her family lived in a great spot to be curious. Their backyard was a forest full of tall, tall trees, velvety green logs, bright flowers, and all kinds of critters, even bears. Every day after breakfast, Mia would slam out the back door yelling, "Bye, Mom! I'm going for an explore in the woods!" Her mom would always yell back, "Have a good explore, Mia, but don't forget to come home for dinner and your bath." Mia never wanted to come back inside, even for dinner, and especially not for a bath. There was just too much tromping and tramping and sneaking and snooping to do in the deep, dark woods. Monday was
Mud Pie Day. Yeah.
Mia tromped down to the boggy bog next to the creek. She spent all day building her mud pie bakery. She decorated mud cakes with pine cones and buttercups, sedges, and grass. She also built a hotel for the worms that wriggled through her fingers. Mia dragged herself home finally and had some dinner. Her mom looked at her mud-caked hair and laughed. "Oh, it must have been Mud Pie Monday. Go upstairs for your bath." Mia sighed and clomped up the stairs. She opened the door to the bathroom and quickly shut it. "Mom!" Mia yelled. "I can't take a bath! There's a bear in the bathtub!"
"Look, there's another bear dancing in the bathtub."
"Oh, Mia, don't be ridiculous. The bears are all in the forest. What would a bear be doing in the bathtub?" her mom replied. There's different pictures here showing what a bear might be doing in the bathtub.
"Oh, look, he's dancing in the bathtub. If he's dancing in the bathtub, he would go under the bathtub."
Maybe. So Mia didn't take a bath on Monday. Tuesday was hide and watch day. Mia hid in the tall bushes next to the creek. She watched with her binoculars as the osprey parents hunted, diving from high up in the sky to splash in the water and catch a wriggly trout in their talons. Tuesday night, when Mia's mom said, "Take your bath, Mia," Mia said, "Okay, I'm going to catch fish in the bathtub just like the osprey." Mia's mom smiled. But when Mia opened the bathroom door, "Oh, no. Mom!" Mia squealed. "I can't be an osprey because there's a bear in the
bathtub."
"Mia, I told you, the bears are out in the forest. There isn't one in our bathtub," Mia's mom replied. Mia answered, "Oh, yes, there is. And you won't believe what he is doing." Mia didn't take a bath on Tuesday. Wednesday was skitter scatter day. Squirrels and chipmunks and mice and rabbits skittered and scattered through the woods. Mia loved following their tracks over logs and rocks. She peeked into their holes and spied their cache of nuts and mushrooms. When Mia got home from skittering and scattering all day, her hair was full of twigs and her knees were stained mossy green. Her mom warned, "Mia, you definitely need to take a bath tonight." "Okay, Mom," Mia moaned. "I will if there isn't a bear in the bathtub." Her mom just gave Mia mom eyes. Mia went upstairs. Bubbles were floating down the hallway. "Yikes! Mom, there is a bear in the bathtub again! And this time he's taking a bubble bath." "Oh, really, Mia? Does he have a rubber ducky too?" asked Mom. "Yep," Mia yelled back. "And more." Oh, Mia's mom just sighed. Mia didn't take a bath on Wednesday. Thursday was camouflage day. Mia collected scraps of fabric, beads, old jewelry, and treasures. She followed her favorite trail, observing the blue lupine, red Indian paintbrush, and the hot pink fireweed. Mia saw the black and red nuthatch with the white belly and the shiny blackbirds with bright red wing patches. She saw the beautiful orange and black monarch butterflies and fancy designs on the swallowtail. Then she took her treasures and made costumes for herself to match the flowers and the birds and the butterflies. Mia was so tired at the end of the day that when her mom said, "Mia," and pointed upstairs to the bathroom, she didn't even complain. A nice hot bath sounded good. But when she opened the bathroom door, there was that bear lounging in the water, taking his own sweet time. "Mom!" she screamed. "He is there again, shampooing his hair." "Oh, Mia, don't say one more word. I've had enough. Bears are in the forest. Off to bed with you," Mia's mom sternly commanded. Mia didn't take a bath on Thursday. Well, Friday was Mia's favorite day of all in the forest. Friday was Fort Day. You guys love building forts, don't you?
Yeah.
As Mia explored in the forest every day, she noticed the homes that the animals made. The osprey had their nest way up in the top of a tree. The squirrel's black eyes gleamed out of a hole in the tree trunk. The deer had soft grassy beds under the shady bushes. And even the bears had a wintertime den far back in the woods. Mia spent Fridays building her own little fort out of sticks and fir boughs and moss. Sometimes she would even build furniture out of logs and rocks and invite her stuffed animals for special tea parties in the glade. Mia left her Friday fort and wandered through the forest toward home for dinner. She hoped she could take a bath tonight because she was really starting to smell and her head was all itchy. So when her mom said, "Mia, you absolutely, positively must take a bath tonight," Mia looked up at her with tears in her eyes and said, "Will you please come upstairs and get the bear out of the bathtub so I can?" Mia's mom shook her head, grabbed Mia's hand, and went up the stairs. When Mia's mom pushed open the door, she screamed, "Mia, there's a bear in the bathtub!" "I know, Mom," Mia said quietly. "That's what I've been trying to tell you. And he used up all the soap." What a funny story. Thank you so much for bringing it in to Play School, Naffy. At the back of this book, we can learn about bears. Shall we read a little bit about it?
Yeah.
Are you curious about bears and wonder if they go in bathtubs?
I'm curious.
Okay, so an explanation by Dr. Michael Sowaya, who studies creatures for a living. So why is the bear in the bathtub? Simply put, when it's hot outside, bears take baths to cool down. To survive, animals keep their body temperatures the same, even when outside temperatures change. This process is called thermoregulation. Warm-blooded species, such as the American black bear and grizzly bear, have a hard time regulating body temperatures because they have large bodies, non-working sweat glands, and thick coats of dark fur that absorb the sun's rays. These traits make it a real challenge for bears to cool down on hot days. In northern climates, such as Montana, bears need lots of food reserves, fat, to survive through the 5 to 6 months of winter hibernation. Fat is an efficient way to store calories, but it also insulates, so more fat means a larger, hotter body. In the fall, bears go through a period of increased activity known as hyperphagia, excess hunger, to prepare for hibernation. During this time, bears can consume up to 20,000 calories per day. This would be like eating 7 whole pizzas, 40 cheeseburgers, or 133 candy bars in a single day. The same layer of fat that helps bears to survive harsh winters can make bears hot in late summer and early fall. Although outside air temperatures are often highest in June and July, bears take the most baths in August and September when air temperatures are high and fat layers are thick. Sounds like me. During hyperphagia, bears need to keep eating even when it's hot and they don't want to move or be out in the sun. Natural and artificial water sources may allow bears to cool their core body temperatures down quickly and return to feeding rather than waste valuable berry eating time resting under a shady tree. Where do you like to take baths in the summer, friends? Do you like to swim in a lake or a pond or a river or an ocean, or do you prefer the baths in your homes?
I prefer the bath. I prefer in the sea.
In the sea?
And I prefer in the bath at my home.
What about the lake? Do you love a lake too?
Yeah.
And you, Tosha? Where do you like to?
Bath.
You like to cool down in the bath? Sounds about right.
I use it as a pool.
Oh, fantastic. You use your bath as a pool to splash. I love that idea. Well, my friends, thank you so much for being here with me. And thank you to all of our friends all around the world for listening. We love you so much and we're so happy to share this time with you. If you have a special book that you would like to request, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com where you can make your request or dedication there. And if you're in Montreal, Canada, or you're planning to visit, you can even sign up for our Child in the Wild Nature Day Camp where we will be learning all about the natural world around us. We'll be in the forests and we probably won't see any bears, but we can talk about bears and butterflies and birds. So you will find the information there as well. Until next time,
stay cozy.